to order. April 1st, 2025. And staff are in the room. Any citizens' comments? Jen, do you have anything to say? Okay. Moving on, for minister correction approval, I'm okay with them, everybody else? Alright, we'll go on to EDC 2025-27 Quick Trip Sign Variance.
Yeah, we have Charlie here from Quick Trip. He's going to do a brief presentation, and then staff will provide input after that.
Perfect. Hey guys, Charlie Charwater. I'm a real estate manager for Quick Trip. I'm here to speak to you all about the variance tonight. Give a clicker.
I don't. I'll just flip through.
Okay, perfect. There's only three slides.
Yeah.
So this was the currently approved sign. This was approved back in the special use permit back in 2023, 7 foot, 10 inches, 54 square feet, two pricers. This met the signed ordinance back in 2023 at the time of the special use approval. We have since gone a slightly different direction from a corporate standpoint for our marketing products. You'll see three products here. We either do no ethanol or E15. In this case, it will be E15, even though this says no ethanol. This adds 5 whole inches to the sign here for a total square footage of 62 square feet. So we have an 8 foot square foot difference between the currently approved sign and this sign, and that is making up for it in the pricer here. Total change, like I said, is 8 square feet. We will have shrubs and landscaping here to kind of screen the base as well. Here is the comparison between the two signs. You'll see height is roughly the same, width is roughly the same as well. The only difference here is the new sign that we are asking for is just a little bit lower because of the third pricer here. And then finally, these are some other gas stations that do have taller signs than us, and almost all of them have larger square footage. You have a Gas and Wash at 12 feet height with 107 square feet, Casey's at 10 with a slightly smaller sign at 47, and then Shell at 20 feet with 129 square feet, and then Graham's at 25 feet of height with 168 square feet. So with that being said, the total sign difference is roughly 8 square feet just to add a third pricer to remain competitive in this market. That being said, happy to answer any questions.
Why are you not going with the no ethanol?
Just a market directive. Unfortunately, I have no say in that, but hearing your all's conversation earlier, I can understand the no ethanol push, but that was made by decision in the ivory towers.
Do you have any comments?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you can understand what my comment is. Not a fan of variances for signage. Position is the ordinance is the ordinance. We recalibrated it recently with the UDO, and my preference is to stick with them, but I understand your desire for competitiveness on square footages. So.
I don't have an objection when you give it up to the vote.
Yeah.
So,
what are staff recommendation?
We support the request due to the comparison of the adjacent sign across the street over there. I believe it's Shell. There's two of them at 20 feet, so. Competitive standpoint. Yeah. Those things were approved back in 1990, I believe, but
you
still.
That. And then the comment made about the base level materials, that would garner a smaller sign or allow for a larger sign. So right now they're at the allowance of a smaller sign. What would they be allowed with premium?
Oh, with premium?
Yeah. What
I think
would
it goes up to 12. Let me pull it up.
I
think
yeah,
it's 12 feet.
What's the incentive
feet?
That they would get?
Yeah. They would get an incentive of what, 2 feet?
For the sign height, I think it goes up to 12, and then for sign area, I believe that was, that's 64.
So would it fall within the parameters if it were using premium
higher
materials?
Base, yeah, for height, definitely.
For
so.
Height, for certain, yeah.
Yeah,
it'd be 48 square feet would be the sign area even if they went to high quality, and then it was 12 feet for the sign height if they go to the higher quality sign.
So what was the square footage, and they're asking for 61.7. What would they be granted with premium?
For premium, it would
48.
Be 48.
So they're still exceeding met, but not by as much.
Correct, yeah.
And right now it's 32.
When this was approved in 2023, when we were on the old code, I believe about 64 square feet. So I can see their aspect of the request. But yeah, per the new UDO standards, I get your perspective as well. Yeah.
And have you been through the part of the UDO? You understand that part?
You know, I haven't filled it for all these, okay, so I can't speak to that specifically. I can say, though, that's kind of the smallest we can go for a three product just because we like it to be legible from a reasonable distance.
And understood. The what I mean, we put in place, you know, quality signs, you know, you increase your materials, design, that kind of thing, and you're granted additional height and additional square footage. Mm-hmm. So that would remove one of the requests for the height, but the square footage would still be requested, but it wouldn't be as great of a request.
Right.
If it were a premium sign design.
And may I ask, just not to derail, what's the difference between premium and
more masonry?
Masonry.
Yeah. So if you look at the UDO, there's
Gotcha. Okay.
It's, no offense, as staff says it, it's a base quality sign. If it weren't be enhanced.
Okay.
You know, you're
mostly brick and stone.
Understood.
It would
okay.
probably help me to, you know, if I were to be on board and vote for it, that would help. It minimizes the variances and it conforms more, a little more to the UDO.
Yeah, I'd prefer to see the premium stuff as well. But yeah, we'll send it for a while.
Yeah.
If there's a new draft of the sign in the packet for City Council with the premium materials,
that
would be nice to look at.
Yes. Yeah. Next steps on this is?
Next week is the public hearing.
Okay, so PCC?
Correct.
Okay, and then it goes to City Council end of the month?
Correct.
Okay. What's our next steps?
I have a question that has nothing to do with this.
Yes.
How familiar are you with the Quick Trip locations around the area?
Somewhat familiar.
Why hasn't the one at Weber Road in Normantown opened?
DOT. We were trying to get the last permits, and it has been hung up there for, at this point, close to 12 months, I think, because there's a conflict between the city and DOT, county DOT, saying we own jurisdiction, we don't own jurisdiction, and so we are trying to get that last access permit constructed before we open because we want to make sure we put the final product in for customers and we're not under construction as we're open.
Okay. Because I drive by it three times a week and it looks like it's ready.
Trust me, it is at this point basically stock besides non-perishables. I mean, it is ready to go. We're just trying to get DOT to the finish line and there's some signal timing issues that they're still going round and round with. So, yeah, there's a lot of eyes on that, not just here, but back in Oklahoma and everywhere else. We get that question quite a bit.
Costs some money every day.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. PBC 2025-28904 South 1st Street.
Michael Holzer, the petitioner, is requesting a variance to reduce the required minimum front yard setback in the B3 district from 50 feet to 42 feet for the purpose of constructing an office building for his nonprofit. And the nonprofit business is labeled in the UDO as a professional service / office use, which is permitted within the B3 district. The petitioner is proposing a 2,100 square foot office building with an existing access point off of Illinois Route 47. And the petitioner is complying with the 20 foot minimum parking lot setback from the property line as required when adjacent to a arterial roadway such as Illinois Route 47. Due to the lot's unique configuration and the smaller lot size of approximately 12,800 square feet, he's working with a limited amount of space on the property, but he is still meeting the minimum side and rear yard setbacks as well as the required number of parking stalls. And some of the B3 zoned properties surrounding that property have similar or less established front yard setbacks as well. So because of this, these all support why the petitioner would want, or the petitioner's request for a variance. The 2016 comprehensive plan designates this property as institutional, which we and the petitioner's nonprofit organization, the Brenda Holzer Memorial Foundation, supports children with disabilities through improved accessibility, advocacy, and assistance, which is consistent with the institutional land use, which is intended for public and quasi-public uses. So therefore, the petitioner's nonprofit is consistent with the 2016 comprehensive plan, and this will go for a hearing next week, April 9th.
So the variance is to not make the grass part as big?
The variance is to have the setback from the building of less than 50 feet. He'll be 42 feet.
So what's Napa set at?
Napa is...
I guess, yeah, what's Napa in the body shop? I'm just trying to visualize where it is.
Napa is 40 feet. The PG Automotive is 45 feet. Yorkville Body Shop is 20 feet.
Oh. So actually, you'd be the farthest back out of all of them right there.
Yeah.
Right.
When you look at it, it makes sense for the...
Yeah, that's why I was just trying to figure out. I knew they were close, but yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with that, I'm 100% fine with it. It's going to be the farthest back than all those businesses right there.
Okay.
You have anything?
Okay, this is an office building?
Yes.
What's the purpose of the drive-thru around the building?
Well, it's only 20 feet on the back and the side.
But what's the purpose of the lane going all the way around the building?
So I don't have any weeds. I kind of wanted to, it's gravel, and I wanted it all be blacktop up to the fence and just be maintainable.
Okay, so you'll have, because you've got a 4 foot, you know, looks like it's going to be a landscape around the northwest and then a varying south edge. So you're just doing it for maintenance purposes?
Right.
Okay.
Chris, we'd probably require him to put something in back there. It might not have to be that, just for the building's, if I remember we talked before about it, it's going to be smaller, so it'd be non-fire suppressed. It won't be required in our code to be. So the fire department would probably require him to have some sort of access lane in the rear of the building, because the school's property is behind there and there's a fencing area. The fire department can't access that.
They don't have 150 foot runs.
Right.
Exactly. So
they can get a truck back there.
Yeah, we would require something there anyways. I didn't want to have you agree not to have it, to me demand it when we do plan review, so.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering what's the purpose of a lane all the way around the building or just a general office. None of the other ones out here have that. Because, to get the feet, if you weren't doing the drive lane, you could, instead of vary the front, you could vary the back. But we do have the issue of...
And I'd be fine with that, too. You're varying the back. It doesn't really matter. I'm just a couple of feet short, I'm being able to get the building on there. And I want the turnaround in the front so people can pull in comfortably. I'd like to have a little bit of extra room there.
And that's what I was looking at.
Because I can't back out on 47 or something.
The front is very tight. If you push the whole thing to the back, that gives you a little more room for maneuvering.
Right.
Because your access right onto 47, I mean, you're coming right into the drive lane turnaround. It's a very tight front. So if you don't need that drive lane, I'd be more inclined to give a, there's, the property to the south has a 4 foot rear yard setback.
Mm-hmm.
So, since it's a school, you could push that building back.
Well, they
could
scoop it apart, didn't they?
But it's on their property.
Well, it's blocked anyway.
You could push this building back, make your front better for your circulation. That was my only concern.
Yeah, it'd work either way. Yeah, that'd be fine with me.
How many cars do you expect in and out of there on a daily basis?
Not a lot. Yeah. Low traffic.
I just know that it's coming in and out of these businesses on 47, it's tough.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to have
the body
extra
shop,
room.
That's a hard one, too.
You're pulling with a big truck or a big SUV, you need maneuverability to get out, and I don't want people thinking they go over the curb or the grass,
Yeah, I'm not as concerned with the 50 foot per, because uniformity here, we've already got the 20 foot. It'd be nice if it were set back a year 42 feet. That's pretty good. If you can push that back more to make that drive access easier. If you don't need the circulation around the back, but that'll be based on plan review.
Yeah, once I do the height and area calculations on the building, we'll decide if we need it or not. I mean, it seems ridiculous on a relatively one-story building, but with the lots being as tight as they are, sometimes the code comes back where it's required to actually have the drive lanes all the way around.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely understand that.
Okay. Good luck. All set. Okay. Thank you for your time. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so AC 2523 building permit report for February 2025.
All right, in February we're actually really, really slow. So one single family detached home and 14 commercial and 31 miscellaneous. So Yeah, not much going on. We were, had a lot of inspections, some inspections to carry us through, but we were slow in general. So it was probably the best month possible to be down one staff and then missing one for half the month because of for bereavement leave and stuff. So it worked out, but it was still a slow month. We, things are picked up since then, so.
EDC 2020, I imagine nobody's got any questions, sorry. Okay. EDC 2025-24 building inspection reports for February 2025.
Just did 256 inspections for February. Same thing, slow, but you know, it worked out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. EDC 2025-25 property maintenance reports for February 2025.
No property maintenance cases were heard. We had a couple complaints that we addressed, but you know, the Burr Street trash is still pending. That's one where the trash gets picked up and it magically reappears every time after it gets picked up, and it's always new trash. So it's, we're dealing with it, but we're talking to the management company and stuff, but it just seems like someone is dumping, illegally dumping there. We've informed the PD and they've been checking on it, but they haven't caught anyone as of yet. So we've advised them maybe to put up trail cameras or something like that just to catch the violator, but they haven't done that as of yet either. So.
All right. I'm good. You guys good? All right. EDC 2025-26. Economic development report for March 2025.
A lot of moving parts. A lot of exciting things coming in. I'm sure you guys have read over. There's a new Nothing Bundt Cakes coming in where Kendall Meat Market was over by Home Depot, Kendall Marketplace. Salsa Verde is moving. They're taking over the old Arby's location. There's some discussion of an item coming in to fill that empty spot where Salsa Verde was, but they have not made any applications yet. Blank Slate should be opening early May. They will be doing their new special event venue that is supposed to be kind of like the name suggests, a blank slate where people can come in and kind of make the venue into whatever they want. They're looking to host weddings, corporate events, things like that, but their goal is to make it a space that supports other local small businesses by encouraging their clients to utilize local photographers, caterers, things like that to kind of help build up our small business community here. So if you have any additional questions over anything, please let me know.
Yeah. Gerber, gonna have to do anything?
I'm not sure. Vern Henney had a meeting yesterday that he wanted me to be at, but it was a money meeting, and I told him that's not the city's concern if Gerber wants to pay or not. I did remind Vern that there was some dips and valleys in that sewer that would need to be corrected, so to hold that in his mind for future consideration, because if he sells them the rights to it, they might ask for some money back if they have to go on his property and fix it. So I let Vern know that, and he told me, quote unquote, was kid, it's fine. I said, it's not fine, but I go, you're going to have to fix a couple things. And he goes, well, if that's the case, they can fix it. I said, okay. He called me twice today. I called him back twice, and I haven't got a hold of him. Gerber seems chomping at the bit to do something, but they don't. They didn't want to make a deal last time, and I think they probably got their prices back for running along 47, boring underneath to tie into the sewer, and they found it as like $1.1 million. So I think they decided that Vern's offer would probably be better in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
probably smart if they figured that out.
I asked Vern how he decided what his price was. I did not ask him what it was, and he said he took it from when he did it in the 90s, and he added inflation on it, and then he added $20,000 for someone calling him a bad name. That's what I was told. And Vern says you can quote me on that. And I said I will, because he thought it was pretty funny. So yeah, I'm hoping to find out soon. But they're half their building sitting there. It's been sitting there for a year and a half.
Yeah.
I mean,
the materials are on the ground.
They have like $1 million of steel sitting on the ground right now. And I mean, it's coated. It's not going anywhere. I want to check down it. It's fine.
Right.
But it's still $1 million of steel sitting on the ground. They want to get something done. But
with the construction fence around the edge and the screening falling down, any issues with property maintenance?
100%.
Have they been
noticed? they have been put on notice. I spoke to them.
But I know it's getting worse and worse. It just suddenly started to
deteriorate. Yes, they have to come back out. I just asked them to send some other zip ties 3 months ago, and they didn't do that. So
I mean, that would be a simple fix, right?
Yeah, it would be. So we're trying to get that done, and I mean, I can issue them a citation.
Because as soon as it's visible, they're going to get dinged on other things, I believe, for not maintaining the actual site.
Yes. Yeah, I did speak with them. Okay. I spoke with them yesterday, and I told them I'd like to see any of the weeds removed from the outside, and just the tarps that are there put back up, and maybe some patchwork done to some areas that have fallen down. So I'm hoping to get that done. I'm trying to avoid writing them a citation because I don't want to put too many moving parts in. I'm hoping they can make a deal with Vernon. We can get the construction crews out there and actually get something accomplished. But, you know.
Thanks. Okay. Any old business? I've got none. Any additional business? I'm good.
I just got a question on Whispering Meadows. Saw when you're out there doing work. Are they doing early work at risk, or what are they doing? Because they don't have a final plat to proceed, right?
Good question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Down there?
Anybody know?
As not aware, I will speak with Patrick when we leave here.
I mean, if it were just tree removal along Paxton, that'd be one thing. They put up a silt fence, so I was kind of wondering, have they proceeded at risk on something?
I'll talk to Patrick on the way out here.
Could that be us after we obtain the easement?
Well, it's on Paxton. The easement would be at the railroad on the north side. If that was it, I'd be... It didn't fall in with what I thought should be happening out there.
Yeah, let me talk to Patrick when we get out of here, and I will.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Is it Leninger doing it?
Well, I saw his two trucks chugging in on the. They had a skid steer out there.
Might be related to the Cyrus One sewer. I'm wondering. Is it the Paxton area?
Yeah. Is that part of it? Is he doing that?
I mean,
I don't know.
General description. We'll check.
Okay.
There is some construction going on in the area.
I'll make some calls tonight.
I wasn't quite sure.
I know we've got
different things, but I didn't know it was right there. So
sure.
If it is, that's fine.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
I got to talk to Patrick about some other things anyway, so I will.
I didn't want to give him a call yet until I check. Figure somebody would know.
I haven't been in. There hasn't been anything built in Whispering Meadows in a long time, so we've kind of, you know, nope.
You're leaving my corner of the world alone.
Yeah, well, unless someone complains. You know, so.
Okay,
not anymore, we'll be out there.
Go ahead.
Thank you.